Has it helped you?
I know it has me. It's stepped on my toes.
Title a couple weeks ago was, if y'all don't remember, it was what? Stop being offended. Amen. Last week's title was dealing with those people. This week's title, if y'all haven't seen a little theme coming on, this week's title is step on my toes and kick my knees some more. Yep. This week's title is you're not as right as you think you are. You're not as right as you think you are. And as I thought about that, I was like, ouch. Ouch. Because how many of y'all think y'all are right about everything? I was going to say, I better not be the only one in here or online throwing up a hand. We all think we're right about everything, don't we? We all think our opinion is the only one that matters. Amen? When we get in an argument with somebody, even if we may know they're wrong, we're still right. We still have the mindset of, I'm right. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you show me. How many of you have ever been in an argument with somebody and you pull up Google? Oh, well, Google says they're right. No, they ain't. Google's the internet. It's a lie. It ain't the truth. How many of y'all ever had that argument about something in the Bible? Something in there, you're going hard-headed, oh, I'm right on this, I'm right on this, and somebody comes up and says, well, the Bible says Google, and you're going, oh yeah, that was a little bit harder to fight than Google, ain't it? Because we know the Bible is a lot more accurate, a lot more truthful than Google will ever think about being. So when they bring that one up against us, we're still sitting there going, yes, but I know I'm right, even though you show me in the Bible and God's Word it says something maybe a little bit different. I know I'm always right. We have people like that in our lives, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our churches, amen, in our homes that we live in. We have people like that all the time, don't we? I'll go ahead and tell you where the scripture is going to come from. We'll get to it in a minute. It's going to be from the book of Luke again, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. They're at home. They're listening online with us again. Book of Luke, chapter 18, and we'll be in verses 9 through 14. I have an NIV version, so that's what Betty will have on the screen here in a minute. But as you pull those up, when you get there, give me an amen. Again, Luke 18, 9 through 14. They ain't on the screen yet. We'll get there in a sec. Just let me know you're there. Hey, y'all want to have some fun? Y'all know we in church, right? Yeah. Y'all know we can have fun in church. Yeah. What? Yeah. No. You're wrong about that. You can't have no fun in church. I'm going to tell you, until Jesus pops down here and says, you really can't have no fun in church, I'm going to have fun in church. Because I'm going to be honest with you, if this place was boring, I wouldn't be here. I'd find something else to do, somewhere else to be. Because God's Word is not boring. God's Word is meant to be lived out with excitement and enjoyment and joy when you wake up in the morning. Amen? So if you want joy, you got to have fun. Ain't no bored person going to wake up with joy in the morning. You got to be a happy person and a go-lucky person. Amen. So we're going to have some fun, right? Give me a yeah.
Yeah.
How about online? We're going to have some fun. Give me an amen, thumbs up, or yeah in the comments. So, all right, we got this. All right. And we can't be humble. All right. You got to be truthful. How many of you today would say that you're probably smarter than the average person? How many of y'all here today or online today? Hey, again, can't be humble. How many of y'all would say that you're smarter than the average person? Raise your hands. I better see some hands go up in here because I know there's some people in here thinking that right now. And at home, hey, just because you ain't here in the congregation, don't mean you can't be truthful. Amen? You got to be truthful. So how many of y'all again, raise your hands. raise your hands if you think you're smarter than the average person. Come on, let's have some fun. Raise them hands up. Come on, come on, come on. Don't be humble with this. Amen. Those of you online, just type it in the chat. Type it in the comments somewhere. I'm smarter than average. I'm smarter than average. You can even put a little smiley face on online, those little emojis that you can put on there if you want to. Amen. Because I know most of us think that. Most of us think that we are smarter than the average person, don't we? You may not say it because you're in church, online church, but most of us think it. Most of us think that we're a better driver than most people. Hey, most people in here will tell you, I cannot drive. I'm going to tell you they're wrong. I'm right. I don't have no problem driving. See? Most people think you're better than somebody else. Most of you probably think that you're less sinful than most people. When it comes to the issues, most of us think that you're more right than most people are. Amen? Because we've seen, in the comment sections and in comments and in everyday conversations, saying just how right you are about everything. We know people like that, don't we? I can speak for all of us, can't I? Or I can't speak for all of us, but I can speak for me. Amen? And I know that I'm way above average. And I'm not bragging, because it's not easy. I mean, it's hard being right all the time. And so many dumb people around in the world, in my world. Y'all remember we're having fun, right? Yep. You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, let's just be honest. And so, if you want to know what to believe about anything, y'all heard that, right? If you want to know what to believe about anything, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. Because I know everything. Amen? I'm going to tell you what you should believe in. Because I'm incredibly right all the time. Y'all can tell I'm being a little sarcastic, right? A lot sarcastic, right? Y'all at home can tell I'm being sarcastic, right? Work with me though, right? If you want to know about theology, I can tell you what to believe about the end times, about spiritual gifts, about women and ministries. And those of you who disagree with me, I'll show you where you're wrong. We got words, don't we, that are in the Bible that we know are 100% accurate. And people argue against them all the time, don't they? So how many of us here are probably smarter than that average person? Most of us, right? That's the way we think. That's human nature. That's the human nature that we have ingrained in each one of us. We have, even if we get depressed, anxiety on the outside, no matter what's going on in our lives, we still have a little bit of human nature that's ingrained in us that says we know better than everybody else does. Amen? We got so many important issues that we're worried about everybody all the time is being right. We got to have the right approach to the vaccine. We got to have the right approach to capitalism. Amen? We got to have the right approach to abortion, to sexual and gender issues, to capital punishment. Oh, hey, and some of us think we have to be right about petty issues, such as things like, is it appropriate to wear white pants after Labor Day? I'll ask all the ladies here and online. Is it appropriate to wear white pants after Labor Day? Hey, you're going to get some people to say yeah, and some people to say no, and they're both going to say they're right. Amen? We got to remember what we truly need to be right about. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus was surrounded by some people that acted like that. He was surrounded by people that acted like they were better and knew more than everybody else. They were always right. Amen. They always thought they were better. They always thought they were holier than everybody else. Hey, guess what? Here's a news flash for you. They thought they were holier than Jesus. That's the people he was surrounded with. They thought they were holier than our Lord and Savior. Now, I don't know about you, but they wrong. They ain't got a bit of right in them, do they? If they think they're holier than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? But again, the scripture today, Luke 18, 9 through 14, NIV version says it this way. To some who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down upon everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I'm not like robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Amen. That's the NIV version. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your scripture today, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, may you speak through me, Lord. May your Holy Spirit fill me right now, Lord. Lord, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing that you have for us today, Lord. May you open up each one of our eyes, Lord, to the way that we actually act. Knowing that a lot of us, me included in here, think that we're right all the time. May you open our eyes, Lord. May we be more open to the true love, mercy, and grace that you've sent to us, Lord. Lord, may we be a vessel for your knowledge, Lord, your blessings, Lord. Lord, may you be with us through the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. So the Pharisee. Everybody say Pharisee. Everybody at home type Pharisee in the comments. The Pharisee saw himself as right, didn't he? The Pharisee seen himself as most of us see ourselves. Ourselves. I don't think ourselves is a word anymore, is it? But the Pharisee sees himself as right. The tax collector seen himself as wrong. He was humble. We got a hard time getting there, don't we? Hey, a lot of us, even after we got Jesus' relationship in our heart, we still got a hard time getting to that humble place that we can go, I'm wrong. I'm not where I should be. I'm not doing this right. We still got a hard time that we're always saying, we're like a Pharisee. I'm right. I'm right. I'm right. Even though, even when we're showed that we're wrong, we still got to be right. Don't we? That's the human problem. That's the sin problem. That's the Satan problem. Amen. That's the devil problem that's still living within each one of us. To Jesus, it wasn't just about right and wrong. There was also pride and humility in it. Amen. Proud people don't love well. If we got pride, if we're prideful, we have a hard time loving, truly loving, the way Jesus wants us to love. Because we got that pride in front of us. We don't let that humility go. Amen? Again, you're not as right as you think you are. Unfortunately, us Christians, everybody say, that's me. Unfortunately, us Christians can slip into spiritual pride. We slip into being a Pharisee here on earth in 2021 by doing that. We tend to think part of our job as a Christian is being right all the time. Because we're so right, we're offended. Remember that message a couple weeks ago? Because we feel that we are so right, we're offended by those who we think are wrong. Amen? We get offended by what they post online. We get offended by how they vote. We get offended by what they believe. We get offended by how they behave. Amen? We get offended to the point that we start hating what they're saying, how they're acting. Amen. But since God does call us to be right into righteously right, we're to be guardians of His truth, His word. Amen. Part of our job is to assess people. Part of our job is actually to assess people. Yeah. Brother Bruce. He's an alright guy. He's okay. But dude is way too into himself. Amen. You see people doing that all the time. They're at home. Hey, sister's online. You're great at what you do. But you let the kids run wild. Where's Carol? No, just kidding. You're great at what you do, but you let the kids run a while. Huh? Right? And they become church experts. No matter what church they go into, they analyze it. They assess it. Amen? That church is too shallow. Too boring. Oh yeah, ain't going to come in here then, are they? That church is too shallow. It's too boring. My church don't preach feel good. We preach unadulterated word of God. Amen. We don't preach feel good stories, feel good messages like some of them do. We preach truth in the word of God. Amen. The Pharisees were right, and they knew it, didn't they? And he told everybody how right he is by the comments he made in that scripture. A lot of us today, we do the same thing, don't we? We tell everybody how right we are. We got, hey, I will tell y'all, this COVID thing, my approach to how I'm doing it is the right one. Everybody else is wrong. We got people like that, don't we? We got people like that, being Pharisees with stuff like that. We got the right political view. My party is the right party. Even if I voted against them in the election. Because I'm way smarter than they are. Than the people that they put in front of us. Amen? We're way smarter about the way we spend money. Some of us, that may be more true than the rest of us. We're way smarter and always right about what to wear. Way smarter and always right about which Bible version to read. Or which spray tan to get. Hey, we're right about everything, aren't we? It's not just one or two things that we're right about. We're right about everything. We think we're the smartest. We think we're the best judges. We think we're the most right. But you know what? We're sinful. Amen? Our heart is easily deceived when we live like that. Hey, and we're often very, very, very on the opposite side of the right that we think. We're actually very, very wrong most of the time. Amen? And even if you are right, more right than most, what if you're right but not loving? Amen? A lot of people that think they're right about everything are not a loving type of person.
Amen.
They're rude. They make their point no matter what happens.
Amen.
They're difficult to live with. Difficult to go home with. Difficult to be at home with. Those that are watching online. Amen. But like me, here's what I want. I want us all to follow Jesus because of how holy He is. Not my holiness. Because I'm going to tell you, I have no level of holiness near Jesus. Amen? But I want to follow Him because of how holy He is. People aren't driven to Christianity by moral superiority. Just because you might be right on things don't mean that you're making a difference when you spout it off and Pharisee it off each and every day. Amen? Jesus. Y'all remember Jesus? Everybody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Come in at home. Jesus. Guess what? He was and is the only person who never sinned. Jesus is the only person who never sinned. But though He was sinless, He drew sinful people to Himself. Though He was sinless, He drew sinful people to Himself. Amen? Jesus went to parties where sinners flocked to Him. Prostitutes poured perfume at His feet. When in Jericho, what did He do? Y'all remember we said this a couple weeks ago. He spent a day with Zacchaeus. Remember? He spent time with the woman at the well. Amen? He spent time with sinners. He loved them. Even though He was sinless, He loved them. Why do sinful people want to be around our Jesus? I'll tell you. Because Jesus didn't make them feel wrong. Jesus made them feel loved. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that at home? Jesus. This is why sinful people want to be around Him. Because Jesus didn't make them feel wrong. Jesus made them feel loved. How many of us have made people feel wrong when we try to share and talk to them? We got to get ourselves out of the way. We got to get our Pharisee self that we think is right out of the way. That's how you love. That's how you make them feel loved and not wrong. Amen. John 13:1 says, Jesus knew that the hour had come for Him to leave this world and go to the Father. He loved His own, or having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. Hey, guess what? That means us. He loves us to the end, to our end times. Amen? But that's what truly made them feel loved. He treated them the same no matter how long He had known them. He treated them with love no matter how long He had known them. He treated them to the end. And that's what made the difference between them feeling wrong and feeling love. He ate dinner with them, didn't He? He knew Judas would betray Him. Amen? But He still let Judas be part until His time to betray. He said what? One of you will betray me. Jesus said, one of you will betray me. Do what you must do, Judas. He knew. Amen. John 13:33-35 says, my children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you love one another. Amen. Not make them feel wrong, but love on them. Amen. Not make them feel like running back outside the doors of the church when they first come, but making them want to come back in the doors of the church. Amen. How will they know that we love Jesus? By the way we follow Him. By the way we walk Christ-like with Him. By the way we disciple Him. Amen. Why don't we love others like that? Why don't we love others like Jesus calls us to? One reason is we're too busy being right. Amen. We're too busy being right. I'm right. I'm always right. Those are ones that feel they're right all the time. We feel morally superior. We become judgmental to everybody. We're easily angry and easily offended. Amen? Exactly the opposite of how Jesus was. Exactly the opposite of how Jesus acted. Jesus was the most right and least judgmental person that ever lived and walked on the face of this earth. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of judgmental people today that call themselves Christians. Amen? And they are the most judgmental people today. They would truly be the Pharisees of today. Jesus seen woman caught in adultery. Pharisees seen they were right and the woman was wrong. Jesus loved her, didn't he? Jesus loved her. And he told him, if you've never sinned, then you can judge her. If you've never sinned, then you can judge her. You can throw that first stone. Amen? You can throw that first stone. But having sinned, all of them, and all of us. Hey, this applies to us today, guys. All of them and all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He tells them and us, you have no right. You have no right to judge her. Amen? But we still throw up a judgmental wall, don't we? Jesus had never sinned. He's the only one who walked on the earth again that never sinned. So think about this. In the law, the way it was then, Jesus had never sinned. So he could have really threw the first stone. Amen? He could have really been judgmental on her and threw the first stone. He had a right to judge. But he didn't, did he? He loved her. He loved her instead of stoning her. Men left. Who are those who condemned you? There was nobody left there, was there? When Jesus told her that, there was nobody else there. So neither did he. He wasn't going to condemn her either. Amen? How many of us have a problem with that sometimes? Amen? How many of us at home still have a problem with being judgmental and condemning people? When we should be loving on them and treating them the right way. Amen. What do you think that woman felt? What do you think she felt? I bet she was happy. I bet she was ecstatic. Because she knew she was going to see joy in the morning. Because she was about to see death at night. But we got a Jesus that come in and said, I'll take care of that. I get you out of this situation. And guess what? He's still getting us out of situations that we get ourselves in today. Amen. I bet she had an overwhelming gratitude for him. I bet she felt valued. Amen. When we act with love, we make people feel valued. I bet she felt loved in spite of her sin. I bet she felt forgiven. Amen. That's what Jesus tells us. Instead of I'm right, I'm forgiven. We feel profound gratitude. We become more accepted for what He's done for us. Amen. We're overflowing with the love of Christ that comes out through us. Amen. So instead of being right and ineffective, we need to be humble and loving so we can be effective. Amen. Don't change people by judging them. Everybody that you judge ain't going to change. They're only going to get mad at you. They're only going to make it worse. Amen. So don't change them by judging them. Change them by loving them. Amen. Just like Jesus did. Change them by loving them. We really help somebody by judging their sins. We might help them by loving them and pointing them to the one person that we met that can forgive their sins. Amen. And forgive our sins. Part of 1 Corinthians 13 says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gag, or gong, sorry about that, only a resounding gong, or a clinging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not love, y'all hear that? But do not love, I am nothing. But do not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not what? Love. But I do not love. I gain nothing. Love is the ultimate affection of our Lord and Savior. The ultimate way that we should act with each other, with sinners that we're trying to show His amazing grace and His gospel to. Amen. Jesus was right. Or wasn't about right. Jesus wasn't about right or wrong. It was about pride and humility. Proud people don't love well. Amen. If you're often right, but not as right, we got to humble ourselves. Jesus didn't call us to be loving. Didn't call us to be right. He called us to be loving. Amen. As Bruce and them come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your scripture, Lord, and your message today, Lord. Lord, and as always, I thank you for getting Bronnie out of the way for today, Lord. Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask you that you impress the blessing on us today, Lord. Lord, that we get the idea, Lord, and the message, Lord, that you've been trying to tell us for years and years, Lord. Lord, that we need to get out of our Pharisee way, Lord. Lord, that we need to get out of the I'm right all the time mentality that a lot of us live by, Jesus. Lord, that you would impress upon each one of us what it truly means to be a loving, accountable disciple of your love, Lord, your mercy, Lord, your grace, Lord. Lord, and more important, your salvation, Lord. Lord, may we meet the sinners where they are, Lord, just like Jesus did, Lord. May we meet them with love, Lord, and not judgment, Lord. Lord, may we be the shining light for your dark and dying world, Lord. Hear from here three now, Jesus. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
That's Bruce.